We also say in Buddhism that those who see the principle of interdependent co-arising see the Dharma, and those who see the Dharma see the Buddha. It is insight into the law of interdependent co-arising that allows us to have direct contact with things as they really are. It is like touching something blindfold, and there is direct contact with that something without mental discrimination. But if I open my eyes and see that something to be a cell phone, my mind would be immediately stirred, at which point my discrimination would incite thoughts such as how much is the phone, or if I can take it home. All happenings of this world arise in the same way. We all live not in a solid world, but a world of ideations and designations. If only delusive sentiments do not arise, the true mind would pervade. If only the mind does not construct discriminations and names, we would not be mired in delusion, but instead allow the true mind to rise up, thus enabling meditative contemplation with wisdom rather than discrimination through cognitive consciousness. It would then be like looking into the mirror where absolute reality is witnessed as pure perfection. However, the mind is at its worst when we look at things from the perspective of the self, for this is when the mind would be inundated with afflictions. This happens when the delusive mind observes the world only through a subjective viewpoint, rendering it parochial and far removed from the true picture of things as they really are, hence impossible for the true mind to emerge. In a nutshell, Master Daishin's discernment with regard to the Chan of being mindful of the Buddha is: myriad methods converge on a square inch, and wondrous virtues, as countless as the grains of sand in the river, rest within the source of mind. The third question to address is the method of practicing Chan's mindfulness of the Buddha, or how to engage in one act for samadhi. The method advocated by Master Daishin is to stay put on one. In fact, this is not only the key to Chan practice, but also the key to all endeavors. In undertaking every task, it is imperative to target your objective without the slightest distraction. Daishin learned this method from the great scholar Fu Daoshi, who lived during the period of the South and North dynasties. A reputable figure at the time of Emperor Wu of Lang Wudi, great scholar Fu Fu Da Shi, was acknowledged as the incarnation of Maitreya Bodhisattva, who had also appeared in transformation as the monk with a cloth sack during the time of the Five Dynasties. Master Daishin said that staying put on one is for cultivating emptiness of phenomena and attaining the Dharma eye, the purified eye. When there is the idea that all phenomena exist, instead of all phenomena are empty, the eye is not pure, but obscured by defilements. As long as the eye is not emptied of phenomena, it is not the Dharma eye. It is only when we focus our attention on one object with the Dharma eye that we are staying put on one. In accordance with the teaching of the Sutra on 16 visualizations, the fifth patriarch once discoursed on how, by observing the sun, or even visualization of an imaginary sun, one's attention would gradually be brought into focus. This is cultivation through form to reach the state of formlessness. In fact, concentrating on the continuous chanting of the Buddha's name has the same effect. This would require the practitioner to be in consistent and continuous cultivation without being in the least distracted in the process. Should there really be a lapse of attention due to any desultory thought, the practitioner must immediately sever from such a thought and not be carried away by it. This is like tying a string to a bird's leg to keep it from flying. The bird represents our mind, and the string our every instant of mindfulness of the Buddha. If our mind should really be distracted, chanting of the Buddha's name would pull it back into place. By this consistent practice of strictly focusing on one object, the mind would eventually be acquiesced and delusive thoughts would cease to arise. In time, the mind will eventually become calm and still. Of course, such cultivation is considered as still possessing the functioning of mind, and hence not yet free from the notions of the active and passive. This is necessarily the stage of Chan cultivation for a beginner. From the presence to the absence of functioning of mind in cultivation, from the presence to the absence of notions regarding the active and passive, that is the process along which the state of samadhi is going to be attained. It can be said that staying put on one is the foundation of the various methods of cultivation. Having been passed down by great scholar Fu, Fu Daoxi, this method of Chan cultivation has become the basic method of all methods. This method is also known as the state and nature of one mind. Staying put on one epitomizes the essence of traditional Chinese Chan and is a lineage that has come all the way from India to China. Having talked about the competence, discernment, and method of the fourth patriarch, the content of which is directly relevant to one act for samadhi, all things do not exceed a square inch, and stay put on one. I would now like to talk about the fourth patriarch in person. The fourth patriarch renounced as a 7-year-old and became the follower of third patriarch Sengun at 12. Having been under the tutelage of the third patriarch for a total of 12 years, he wholly inherited the mind transmission of the third patriarch at age 24. It was at this same time that the third patriarch withdrew into hermitage in Guangdong's Mount Luofu. Although the fourth patriarch had been transmitted with the Dharma, he was not yet fully ordained. This is similar to the case of the sixth patriarch, Huineng, who was not yet renounced at the time he inherited the lineage transmission, but was only ordained after having lived in recluse for 15 years subsequent to receiving the transmission. This clearly indicates that Buddha Dharma is meant for both lay home dwellers and renounced monastics. These two examples of the patriarchs well illustrate the spirit of equality in Buddhism, that enlightenment of the mind and accomplishment of the way is possible for all alike. However, it is deemed most appropriate for Dharma lineages to be transmitted to monastics. After all, Shakyamuni Buddha himself was renounced when he propagated his teachings, and the image of a monk does engender more conviction in the spreading of the Dharma. In his 30s, the fourth patriarch resided at the Twin Peaks of West Mount in Huangmei County, in what is now Hubei Province. Aside from his advocacy in Chan methods of cultivation, the fourth patriarch also made significant contributions to the development and formation of the Chan school, especially with regard to the mode of Dharma transmission.